Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Masechet Me'ilah, and we are up to Perek Bey's Mishnah Zayin. Lechem ha'panim, olim bo mishoh hukdash. As soon as you're makdash the lechem ha'panim, it becomes subject to Me'ilah. Karm betanur, when the lechem ha'panim becomes crusty, huchshali in the oven, huchshali pasal b'tful yom, chus kippurim, it's elevated in Kedusha, that it can now become pasal by contact with the tful yom or chus kippurim, uli sadrag la b'shulchan, and it can now be eligible to be arranged on the shulchan as it's supposed to each and every week. Karva bezichin, when the bezichin levona that are on the shulchan together with it are burnt, chayavin alav mishum pigul noser v'tame, it becomes chayiv for pigul noser v'tame, vein behen mi'ila, it's not subject to mi'ila. Mishnah ches, hamenachas molin behen misho huktishu, a karva mincha is subject to mi'ila from the moment you're maktashit. Kidshu b'kli, once you're maktashit in the kli shari, is hukshuli possible tzvul yom muchus kippurim. It can now become possible from a tzvul yom and a muchus Kippurim ubelina and also from lina. Karav hakometz, once you're makar of the kometz, chayevna lamishum pigul noser v'tame. It now becomes subject to pigul noser v'tame to that chiv kares. Ve'ein moalin b'shirayim. After you're makdish the kometz, the shirayim becomes mutar b'achila. So it's not subject to me'ila because it's not kachay Hashem. Avo moalin b'kometz, ashi esel b'esad Hashem. But the kometz, which is supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, is subject to me'ila until it gets brought out to the base hadashan and it's nasis mitzvah. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Zayin, we said that the lechem ha'panim is subject to me'ila as soon as you're makdish it, and once it crusts in the oven, it can become ruined by a tvil yom and a mechus kippurim, and you can arrange it on the shulchan. Once you're makar of the bezichin, it's chayim mishum pigul noser v'tamei, and there is no me'ila. In Mishnah Ches, we said that menachos are subject to me'ila when you're makdish them. If you're makdish them in a kli, they become ready to be ruined by a tvil yom and a mechus kippurim and by lina. If you're makrav the kometz, it becomes subject to pigul noser v'tamei. There's no me'ila on the shirayim of it, but there is me'ila on the kometz until it's nas mitzvaso and brought out to the base. Next time we'll pick up with Perek Bey's Mishnah Tes.